Welcome, welcome. I'm Osman, and I'm really excited to have you here so that we can work together over the next three parts to make sure that you've got your business absolutely, the foundations rock solid. Whenever I'm working with my coaching clients or workshop delegates who come along to focus on their business, it's important that they have the rapid transformation formula absolutely crystal clear and working for them. So during the next three parts, I'm going to be sharing with you the rapid transformation formula and bringing it to life so that you can see, do you have all three parts really working for you? The first part is design. You need to make sure that you've got your design of your business absolutely crystal clear. You have to be really specific, and you need to make sure that it really fits in with who you are, what you want to do, and also your personality and your talents. We're then going to focus upon the mindset, which is absolutely essential as well, because you could have the best design, but if you've got mindsets that are holding you back, well, there's no point even going forward. So you need to make sure that you've got the mindsets really positively working for you. And then the last part is the strategies, focusing on the actions that you're taking, the things that you should be doing, the things that you would want to avoid doing, and making sure that you're really acting like a business owner and an entrepreneur. So are you ready? Perfect. You'll see from the ebook and also on the webpage below that there's some questions to fill in, which is going to help you do an audit of where you are in your business just now. It doesn't matter if your business has been established for many months or years, or if you're at that early stage, or you're still at that point that you're taking that leap, or you're about to take that leap to start your exciting business too. So let's get cracking with the first part of the rapid transformation formula, which is the design. What we're going to focus here upon is making sure that you're designing the business around who you are and what you want to do. And that's why the first part is really important, and it's about understanding what's your goals and actually what is it that you want your business to be about. I'm one of these people where I think, yes, goals are good to have, but actually goals for the sake of goals don't really amount to anything. But when you focus upon your business, and if you think about it more as what's the promises that you're making for yourself and your business, that's when things happen a lot more smarter and faster. So when it comes to your business, how clear are you about what you want to achieve in the next 6 months, the next year? And it's important to have the milestones and also the clarity around what will you be seeing, hearing, feeling around those different parts and stages of your business. And that could be particular projects. It could be if you're starting off quite new in your business, it could be, well, where do you want to have achieved, or what's the milestones that you want to have made happen at those different parts? It's important that you then look at it from a broader point of view. So instead of just focusing on goals, I encourage all my clients and myself to focus on your business and think about, well, what's your promise that you're making? What's your enterprise promise, your company promise, your business promise? When you understand what your enterprise promise is, it's like the foundation, and it helps you really make sure that everything else that you design and you work on really hangs off that promise. And that's why here at Rapid Transformation, my enterprise promise is to help really embrace entrepreneurship from the inside out. And that's fundamentally everything that I do based upon my coaching, my services, my products. I always think about, does that fit in with the promise of what I'm offering out there? And if it doesn't, the good thing is it then stops you from going down that track. So can you see why it's important to have that really crystal clear? Because otherwise, I see so many people, they go, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this. They have all these great ideas, and then they get to a point and they go, they're not all gelling together. But if you know really, and you set right now what your enterprise promise is, and it makes sure that it really hooks into you, it motivates you, it fits in with what's important to you and your values, then that then means that you've got something that it's not a goal, it's a promise. And think about it, when you promise something to yourself or other people, it's so much harder for you to break that promise, rather than just saying, oh, I've got a goal that I'm working towards. So it's important, how clear are you with your goals? Is that design crystal clear? Is it HD quality? Do you have specific dates in mind for what you want to achieve? One of my mentors, Roger Hamilton, sums it up nicely when he says, when you have the what and the when clear, then the who and the how just show up a lot easier. So that's why we want to make sure that right now you've got that first part really crystal clear in terms of your enterprise promise and also specific goals around what you want to achieve. So the second part that's so important is to make sure that you're designing your business and what it's all about based upon you and your personalities and your talents. I remember when I started my business back in 2007, I knew what I wanted to do. At that point, I wanted to have a training business and coaching individual clients as well. And I kept looking at the other people around me in the industry thinking, oh, that's what I should be doing. I should be doing what Tony Robbins is doing or other trainers that were in my industry at that time. And yes, what then happened was I would then think, well, if that's what they're doing, I need to make sure that my business is designed that way. But guess what happened? It wasn't natural for me. It wasn't really fitting my personality all the times. So at points, I loved what I was doing when it was actually flowing with me. But other points, it felt like I was actually trying to squeeze my feet into someone else's shoes. And that's why when I came across the Talent Dynamics and the Wealth Dynamics profiling system created by Roger Hamilton, it was like the penny just dropped. Things became a lot clearer for me when I understood, well, what was my personality? Where are my talents? And actually, how do I make sure that when it comes to my business, that I'm focusing as much of my time to design it in the way that will actually help me get into flow? Flow is when you're doing something where it feels natural, you're loving it, it's easy, you love your work and your business. And it's like, even when it's hard, when you're coming across challenges or obstacles, things just melt away quite quickly because you're just in flow, you're in sync. And that's why when you design your business in a way that's playing to your strengths and your talents and your zone of genius, it then helps make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. And I've seen this so often when I'm coaching clients initially, they come to me with what their idea is or what their strategy has been about. And quite quickly, I'm able to say, well, is that design really lighting you up? Is it really bringing your personalities, your experience, really together to make life a lot easier for you and to add that value to your clients? And there's numerous examples. One that always sticks in my mind is one of my previous clients, who's now a good friend called Sam. She found out when she did the Talent Dynamics profile that she's a creator profile. And she then realized that no wonder when she was growing her coaching business at that point, she'd start to get frustrated at points because it would be quite repetitive. She was working with the same thing day in and day out with her clients, but it just wasn't really in flow with her. She came from the financial services industry, like me as well, and she really often thought, well, it has to be all quite, you know, structured and, you know, factual based. And when she got her profile, that's when it was that kind of that real light bulb when she went, you know, I do like variety. I am really creative. But over a big part of her career, she kind of like knocked that creativity out of her. And since she really understood what her business was at that point, she was able to go, what wasn't gelling with her? What was the elements that she designed based upon what she thought she should do rather upon what her talents were? So since knowing that she was a creator profile, she's made massive changes in her business. She now very much focuses on using her creativity, working with business owners to help them to tell their story of their business in their marketing copy, their websites and their promotions. And also she's got a fantastic new business, which is allowing her to really shine her creativity out in massive ways. So it just goes to show that if things aren't really working well for you, or you're finding that it's like you're pushing a boulder up a hill, it might just be that what you've designed isn't really designed in the way that's best for you. Absolutely, that design can work for someone else, but that's why there's 8 different profiles. And when you understand which of your profiles are, it then allows you to think about, well, how do I design my profile based upon that? At a really high level, and again, you'll see, you know, I'll talk about this throughout the series, that there's 4 different main ways that we are actually trusted or where our zone of genius is. Some people are very much more innovative thinkers and trusted in that way. Other people are more people trusted. There's others that are more service-based trusted, and the other side of the square is all more about data trusted. So can you see here how that's like having completely different designs of businesses? And we want to make sure that your design's focused around your talents. And the third part is, I'm going to be honest, I struggled with that as a business owner as well. It's about defining who your market is, your niche or your niche, if you're American, or who your ideal customers or clients are going to be. And it's so important that you know this right up front or where you are just now in your business, because it can change at points. What I started to do 7 years ago is now very different from what I'm doing just now. And that's where things can transition. So it's important where you know where are you now and what do you want to build. But by knowing who your clients are or who you'd like to work with, it then allows you to get really clear about, well, how do you design your products, your services to meet their requirements, what they need help with, whether that's a service-based industry or whether it's a physical product or an online product that you might have. If you don't know who your client is, you're basically going to make life so much harder for you. The good news though is you're the business owner, you're the entrepreneur, so it means that you get to choose. But there's so much more when I'm working with the coaching clients to make sure that what you choose to focus on actually will make good business sense. Because yes, you might love an idea, but you might then go out and market it and you hear crickets. No one wants it. So it has to be a combination of, is that design something that you're passionate about? It fits with your talents, it fits in what's important to you. But also, is it something that your ideal clients really want? And there's so many different ways that help you to really find that out. And that's why it's about the clearer you are, the easier you're making your life to actually then be of value to them. Does that make sense? I, as I say, struggled with that for years. I tried to coach people initially to do everything. I would be helping them to stop smoke, to lose weight, to get that better relationship, to get over trauma. And it was fantastic to build my coaching experience. But when it came to marketing, can you see how it's a bit more challenging? You think, well, what am I trying to say? How do I show that person that I'm the person that can help them create a solution to overcome that challenge that they're going through? I read a book once by a guy called Ron Kaufman, and it really summed it up nicely. He talks about finding your niche, as in looking for who are those big dancing pink elephants. So do you know who your big pink dancing elephants are? Because if not, then it means that you've got a bit more work to do to focus on your niche. Why a pink dancing elephant, you might ask? Well, you need to make sure that you're not trying to go for everybody. Okay, think about it. So we're not going for all elephants in that example. It's just pink elephants. So those elephants know that they're pink, so they're self-selecting themselves. They have to be dancing, okay? Because I see so many people that I work with that initially go, I want to help these people to do this, or I want to have this product to help because I think it will make a big difference to that client. But if that client doesn't know that they need that, or if it's not a big enough pain for them, it'll be like hard work trying to convince or influence them that they need to work with you. But instead, if you've got a client that's dancing or an elephant that's dancing, they already know, they're taking action. So therefore it's easier to actually identify, you know, who might be interested to work with you, but also that you then know that they're in motion. They're not just sitting there going, I need to change, I need to make some difference, but I'm not making any improvements. So the clearer you are about who your market is, the better it is. And that's why, you know, and it might transition, it might change as time goes on, but when I'm working with my coaching clients, it's about making sure that they're crystal clear about that. And quite often what happens is they come in with one idea, and after we work through it, they've actually then leave with a more honed version of who they want to work with. Sometimes it's just kind of tailored or tweaked. Other times it's a completely different market that they're going for based upon knowing their design, their personalities, and everything that I've mentioned so far. So how clear are you in your business? Who you want to be of value to? Who you want to serve? And if you're not that clear, then that's what you need to really focus upon and make sure it fits in with, as I say, your personalities, your zone of genius, your talents, and where you're trusted to add the most value. For me, it's, as I say, it's transitioned over the time. Now I'm very much working with individuals because I love them who have come from the corporate world, because I came from the corporate world, who actually did enjoy the corporate world. They weren't really miserable all the time, but they just knew that there was something more for them to do. They had more value to share. So that's why when I'm working with individuals, I'm about helping them to grow their business, to start businesses, and really to do it from embracing entrepreneurship. Because for the people that I work with, they don't necessarily call themselves entrepreneurs initially. They might have come from that traditional working world. And typically, I help individuals that want to grow service-based businesses. So whether it's coaches, whether it's helping take a skill that you have, like photography or some creative skill, and actually package that up to be of value, whether it's a product you create or a service, that's who I love working with, and therefore I add most value to. So really take some time now today to make sure you fill in the quiz in the workbook or in the website below to make sure that you understand where you are in the design element. As I say, it's so important. There's no point really struggling or trying to take lots of action if you don't have this first part crystal clear. I'm really looking forward to sharing the next part with you, which will be the mindsets in the next video series and the audio. So make sure that you tune back in, and then we can help you take action and continue to build that rapid transformation so that you get more, better, or different from your business. Thanks for watching, and I look forward to next time. Bye for now.